Hello and a very warm welcome to a new episode of the Beyond Podcast. I am so happy you're here and that we get to spend the next few minutes together. Today's episode is inspired by one question that comes up again and again in my community, which is then, how do I stay connected to myself? How do I stay on track? How can I stay centered? How do I stay aligned? How do I make sure that after a session, like a coaching or a really powerful morning, I don't find myself completely swallowed up by everyday life 2 hours later? And that's exactly what I want to talk about today, because I know this very well myself. I'm a mom, I'm Oscar's wife and partner, I'm an entrepreneur and mentor, I have friends, family, and of course I have a business where an incredible amount is happening every single day. If I'd actually kept my to-do list completely up to date, there would be probably at least 50 to 100 things on it at any given time. Landing pages, calls, podcasts, copy, decisions, whatever. People who need something from me, a company that needs to be led. And of course, the danger is that you wake up in the morning, look at that list and immediately start running. Yeah, woo. We don't know where to start, so we just throw ourselves into it and end up in a cycle of doing, 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 and we completely forget about simply being. And that's when the question hit me, how do I stay in my magic zone? So the reason I'm going into all of this in detail is to tell you, I feel you, and I know what that's like. I'm right there with you. That's my everyday life too. You do. You tick things off, you solve problems, and then at some point in the afternoon, you suddenly realize, where did I go? Where is that connection I could still feel this morning? And this is where one of the biggest traps begins for me, the 80-20 trap. Most of us learned very early on, if you want to be successful, you have to do a lot. So 80% of our attention goes into doing. And that made a profound impression on me and actually had a deep impact on my path forward. And I also think that part of my success is the fact that I really took that to heart in a big way. So let me elaborate that briefly. Most people think that 80% is about doing. 80 is I have to work, I have to get this, that, and the other thing done, I have to work through my to-do list, I have to deliver, come up with solutions and solve problems. And 20% is about being. But the truth is, it's exactly the opposite. If you want a magical life, if you want to invite magical success, if you want to be free, and above all, if you want to tap into your maximum power of manifestation, you need to be very clear with yourself that 80% of it is about who you are. That means 80% is inner work. 80% is about keeping your energy system crystal clear and spotless. 80% is your mindset, the frequency you embody and move through your day with, because your actions come from that state. That is the crucial point. You are always taking actions from an inner state anyway. The question is, which one? If I start my morning already feeling pressured, I will work from pressure. If I wake up feeling like I'm already 10 steps behind my day, I will bring that energy into my conversations. But if I start the morning very clear about who I want to be today and what I am choosing to align with, my whole day starts from a completely different foundation. And that's why my day has started with a very clear intention for years now. Before I move into everything that wants to happen that day, I connect with myself. I ask, who am I today? And I know where I am casting my golden line. What do I want to see in my life right now? What do I want to expand in my business? What do I want to experience with the people I love? What is my vision? And this is intention for me. And I return to it regularly. My vision is not something I put on a vision board at the beginning of January and then barely look at it for the next 11 months. I keep coming back into relationship with it every single day. And I keep that connection alive. And then comes something very essential. I don't just think about my vision. I make its frequency available to my body. And I try to do this every single minute of the day. And this is where embodiment comes in. What does the reality I want to create feel like in my body right now? What does the woman who already lives this life feel like? That to me is the famous act as if. And there is a huge difference between that fake it until you make it and act as if. With fake it until you make it, I'm playing a role. With act as if, I enter a reality internally and align myself with it. I bring my body with me, and little by little the vision becomes a state. So if you want to know how to hold your energy throughout the day, for me the answer starts right there. First, you need to know which energy you actually want to hold. What is your highest possible alignment? Where are you going? What do you want to experience? How do you want to feel while creating that life? Because if you don't know that, you won't notice when you move away from it. And that leads to the next important piece. You need to know yourself so well. You need to get really intimate with yourself. Maybe you feel amazing in the morning. You meditate, you go for a walk. You're by yourself and you can hear your inner voice crystal clear. And then the day actually starts. The kids need something. Your first call starts. You open your emails and suddenly that beautiful alignment is gone. And that is such a valuable information because now you know this is where I lose myself. Maybe for you it happens in a conflict. Maybe it happens the moment somebody needs something from you and you automatically slip back into people-pleasing. And this is exactly where you get to look. Because self-leadership also means knowing your own patterns so well that eventually you can see them coming. You know your turns and where you usually leave your path. And that means you can prepare for it. And maybe you already know, if I open my messages first thing in the morning, I'm immediately in everyone else's world. So open them later. If you know that after 3 calls in a row you feel completely disconnected from your body, create space in between. If you notice that under stress you immediately hold your breath and start functioning, then you need a way back into your body. Maybe that's your breath. Maybe you step outside for a moment. This is less about finding the perfect routine. It is about creating routines that actually work for you. You build a life that supports your alignment. And that is self-leadership. And then throughout the day, you keep asking yourself one very simple question. Who's in the driver's seat right now? Is it my small self? Is there an old fear telling me I'm not ready yet? Am I defining myself through someone else's reaction again? Or am I really here? Am I connected to my vision? Am I making my next decision from this place? And this kind of awareness changes so much. Because you notice much faster when you leave yourself. And then you can come back. What I see again and again is this. So many women have an incredible number of tools. They know how manifestation works. They understand embodiment. They've read the books and done the coaching. Their toolbox is full. And at some point, we have to ask ourselves a very honest question. If I know all of this, why am I still not where I want to be? Why is the bank balance still not there? Why am I still missing the freedom I've been asking for years? Why am I not living this big vision yet? And for me, there are two possibilities. Either the knowledge is still mainly living in your head, or you're not applying what you already know in the moment that actually matters. And that is where the famous knowing-doing gap appears. The gap between knowing and doing. You can know everything about visibility. And then comes the moment when you actually have to hit publish. And you can know everything about boundaries. And then you're sitting across from the person you usually shrink around. You can be crystal clear on your vision. And then comes the decision that would actually move you closer to it. What do you do then? And that is the moment where you see how deeply your inner work has really entered your life. Because at some point, action has to follow the inner work. Those 20% matter so much. They are the embodiment of what you build within the 80%. And I believe this is exactly where many people stop. They do the inner work. They know very clearly what their next step is. And then an old story takes over. Fear gets louder. Doubts come up or procrastination begins. What we call it doesn't really matter. The result stays the same. We don't cross the line. And that is why alongside alignment, there is something else that is incredibly important to me. And this is commitment. that inner clarity of, I know why I started, I know my vision, and I am not stopping now. Even if someone judges me for it, and even if the next step takes courage, I keep going. Because a coach can open a space for you. A mentor can show you where you've slipped back into an old pattern. Someone can encourage you when you're already standing with one foot in front of your next door. But you have to walk through it yourself. And that is your responsibility. And I find that so incredibly powerful. Nobody is coming to save you. You lead yourself. You learn how to stand by yourself so deeply that you stop abandoning your own vision over and over again. And sometimes self-leadership can be incredibly simple. Maybe you set an alarm that reminds you to realign, or you intentionally block out time for yourself in the morning. Or maybe you write one sentence somewhere, you'll see it every single day. You create a structure that helps you practice what you eventually want to live naturally. And eventually, it becomes part of your identity. And that is how embodiment is built. There are certain things I am incredibly consistent with now. I simply don't negotiate them with myself anymore. And maybe that is a powerful question for you. What are you no longer willing to negotiate with yourself? If you understand that your inner work is the foundation of your external results, then give it the importance it deserves. If you know that your morning alignment changes your entire day, protect that space. And if you know which situations regularly throw you off center, prepare yourself for them. And if you know which step is next, take it. And that is where the 80 and the 20 come together. Your inner alignment becomes an action, and your action is carried by your alignment. And that is where manifestation really starts to gain momentum. So if you take one thing away from this episode today, let it be this. Your job is not to stay perfectly aligned all day long. It's not. Your job is to know yourself well enough to notice when you move out of alignment, and then lead yourself back. Faster each time with more awareness until your magic zone is no longer something you only feel for 20 minutes during a morning meditation, but it becomes the foundation you lead your life from. And that is self-leadership. And maybe today ask yourself, how well am I really taking care of my 80%? How clear is my intention? How well do I know the moments where I tend to lose myself? And what is the one action that belongs to my 20% today? And then align and move. And I hope you have so much fun with this, because embodiment is fun. So thank you for being here with me today. And I hope this was of any good for you. And I'm looking forward for our next episode with all my love. Cheers. Yours, Michelle.